Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, man, live from Twin Peaks in Buckhead. The story of the day is the Braves. Have they turned things around? I think it was by a count of 4-2. Our audience says, yes. We opened the phones earlier. A lot of folks say, I don't believe it yet. They think we're a 500 team. Some fans feel the Mets are as fallible as ever as Mets, and they will bring it back to us, Chris. But this was a shot in the arm to win 3 in a row, to get it down to 5.5 in the wild card, which I think is a more realistic number. And you're now tied, by the way, the first place of the NL East is Phillies and Mets.
Yeah, and what it ultimately comes down to now is you have, do the math, 13 minus 3 is 10 games.
Right.
You got 10 games left against the NL East. You go 3 to Miami starting tonight, 4 in Queens, and then 3 back at home versus Philadelphia. And if you can make the most of this stretch, again, my number was 8-5.
Right.
And now?
And I thought, to be honest, I was kind of looking more towards, if I was honest, more than 9 or 10 wins. But this is now where this team is living. Do they get the confidence? Strider, all the other things we spoke about with Grant McCauley, Didier Fuentes, pushed in there because you're trying to set up your A-team for the games that Chris is talking about. Earlier today, the strong arm story, we spoke with Alex Anthopoulos. First thing we asked him about, what do you get and how positive do you take from what Spencer Strider was able to do with his velocity and everything else last night?
You know, I saw him after the game, so, you know, I'm not watching in the clubhouse, but I go down around the ninth inning, and he was there watching on the TVs, and he was pumped. You know, Spencer's super competitive, super obsessive about his career, and he wants to be great, and I've told him this 100 times. He will squeeze every single inch out of his career, and he will not leave a drop on the table. So he was excited, and I think just stepping up, you know, we went to him and said, how do you feel about throwing on normal rest? We've been giving him extra rest coming off surgery and so on. How do you feel about going normal rest against the Mets? And he was all in, and you know, we want to make sure he was on board with it. But he knows his breaking ball is coming back, command. He can pitch without 100. You know, he still can pitch 95, 96, 97 and command the ball because the ball moves. But he was excited, and it's great. It's, you know, he's slowly starting to build up, and it's a big moment. Those other two guys, Schwalbach and Fale, stepped up big. You know, I don't say there's a lot of pressure, but for him to step up in a moment like that in a big game is huge.
I don't know if he gave him length. He gave 7 innings and he threw 100 pitches, but Mike gave up 4 runs. I mean, that's not when the Braves' offense is as inconsistent as it's been. I mean, you do look for a little bit more than that, but at the same time, I'm just thinking right now the momentum is in your favor. And when it comes to guys like Strider and Harris and Olsen that are in the middle of trying to get their groove back, right, these are the spots where you can really watch them flourish.
I think Olsen is out of the woods. Now, again, guys, 23, even that year he did have a cool patch, very good, cool in September. And unfortunately, you know, that's kind of been the story of the Braves being hot at the wrong time. But another guy we've talked about is Money Harris. And what are the expectations? Look, Alex Anthopoulos gave him that guaranteed contract very quickly, very early in his career. We asked Alex about what should you expect from Money Harris?
No, great question. And look, and with the coaches too, right? So, you know, the biggest thing is, you know, we had great success with Kevin Seitzer and Bobby Magianis, and they were great. And that was a tough decision because, you know, it was one of those are we going to trade all these players, or do we try? You know, you hate the line you see in sports. We need a new voice. Right. The classic cliche line, right?
But we said it.
You know, we ultimately went, yeah, exactly. But, you know, this was the one time it actually I felt like it applied. It wasn't because, you know, these guys didn't work hard, or they didn't connect with the players, or, you know, it was. But they left it all out on the table in 24, right? They didn't say, oh, I'm saving my good stuff for 2025. Let me hold back in 24, right? So everything they had in their tool belt, they brought it out, and we still didn't ultimately get the results, right? So we ultimately said, do we trade the players, or do we try something else? And that's ultimately, unfortunately, is make a change with the coaches. Well, make a change, and obviously Tim Hyers is very accomplished, had a ton of success with a lot of teams. You know, at some point, then it goes to the players, right? It's exactly what you're asking about. So, look, Mike, we've seen how good he can be. We've seen how streaky he is. I've talked to him various times over the course of the year. He cares. He's trying. He's working. We're all watching the same thing. He's not a 590 OPS guy or 580 or 650 or 690, capable of so much more. We haven't been able to solve it. He hasn't been able to solve it. So he's a young player going through ups and downs. And, you know, you have to believe in the talent, the work ethic. Sometimes it takes longer than you want it to. I mean, everyone had Marcelo Ozuna left for dead for about a year and a half, you know, and then he finally got it going. But even Mike last year got off to a slow start, got hurt, came back. The last 2 months he was on fire. Into the two-game series against the Padres, he was on fire. And even the year prior to that, he was awful at the beginning, and then he caught fire. He talked about talking to Marcelo Ozuna, and he caught fire. So, you know, am I seeing anything right now that I can tell you, hey, this guy's about to go off? No. You know, do I know he's working at it every day? Absolutely. So, look, over time, you know, if it continues for a longer period of time, that's, you know, Mike, your point is fair, right? But I'm not there yet, you know, because he's still so young, and I've seen him be so good, and he hasn't done this for a year or 2 years in a row. He's done it for months, chunks of months, but then he's been sizzling hot at the same time.
Okay, so what is he, Alex? What is he? Yes. Is he the guy that gets hot for a while, or is he the guy that stays cold for majority of the time?
Yeah, as we know, Alex, when Acuna was out, and again, don't have to worry about it now, Ronald's back, but he's not a guy that can lead off. He's generally living 7, 8, 9, which is cool, because when the offense is clicking in 1 through 8, you got that.
Yeah.
He's that bat you want to have as a second table setter, but he hasn't been able to do that. The defense only gets you so far. You know, you can't be that sort of, you know, zero in high tops.
Well, you already have Zach Allen, who's a black hole on offense, yeah. So you can't have two of those guys.
Neil Allen?
Or Nick Allen.
Nick Allen? We both blew it. Little plucky Nick Allen, Brett Boone's son-in-law.
That's right.
So, yeah. You know, it's funny. We had so many things to cover, and Alex kind of expanded on a lot of them, so we didn't get to ask about the shortstop, because the first things first, Chris, you already asked the question and talked about the closer and the setup guys, and Alex was kind of like, I don't really have the money to do more. Hopefully that changes. I think Braves fans sometimes think we operate in a vacuum, that we're the only team shopping. You know, you got 14 teams going to be looking for stuff at the trade deadline.
Yeah, and it also depends on, too, what happens in this next stretch of games.
Which brings us to our next soundbite from Alex Anthopoulos. Marcelo Zuna's contract is up at the end of the year. He's been money. I lobbied for him to get this contract a few years ago. But are you going to try to trade a Zuna, or are you going to keep him? Here's the general manager.
No, you know what? Look, Marcel loves being here. Loves it. You know, I know I say that, I feel like, with every free agent. You know, it's like, here we go. Says it every time, and they all leave. So, no, he legit, like, I'm proud of the fact that people love being in Atlanta. They love being here. And that has nothing to do with me. It has everything to do with the fans, the ballpark, the community, the clubhouse. I think all the support staff we have. I'm not hanging out with those guys, right? And having a competitive winning team. It's not something on our radar right now. You know, we did the contract, we did the club option on it, and he's been so good for us the last little while. So I know you were front and center signing him back way back when, Mike. And, you know, it's the greatest comeback in sports, because you know that thing, I was like, man, that was a brutal deal. And I felt terrible. I was like, how did I whiff? You know, and then he brought, and I told him this to his face, greatest comeback in sports. And he's awesome. You know, he's a great guy, and we love having him. So, you know, we have the payroll. We're top 10. You know, that's something that once you get to the winter, you get close to the offseason, then you take stock and say, okay, like, we lost A.J. Smith-Sharber. You know, do we have other injuries? What do you need going into 26? What kind of depth do you have? How does it look? Because the landscape changes, the world changes, who's available. So you're careful to commit dollars too early, but at the end of the day, you know, we'll definitely have a conversation with him. We love having him.
I also just want to see, again, how extensive this injury situation is. If he's going to have extensive surgery and miss months next year, what are you going to do?
Yeah, that's another part of it because, as we said, he's been so money, but dealing with the hip issue, I mean, it's like, I've fallen and I can't get up. I mean, it's the worst thing you want to be dealing with as an athlete. It's amazing how productive he is, being able to turn on the baseball and even be ambulatory to get towards second base.
Yeah, well, that's one way to describe it. He's certainly not flying down the bases, but he can get there.
Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell, guys, live at Twin Peaks. Who's coming up tonight now that you're with me?
John Fricky.
Fricky, he's going to get freaky with it. All right, man, been a great week. Thanks to Day-Day for booking all the guests. Great job, you guys, getting us Alex Anthopoulos. There's plenty more to the interview. You can rewind, check it on the Odyssey app. Because one of the things that came up, and it's too long a soundbite to play and rewind for us live on the air, but the comments that Carl and I and you and I have made about him really having kind of a self-imposed salary cap from Braves management, the guys who signed his check. And he does say some interesting things about as forthcoming as he's been about that. Because I don't blame Alex when guys get on him for all the things which sometimes are shortcomings, lack of starting pitching, lack of bullpen. I think he's got one hand tied behind his back. Check it out on the Odyssey app, and you'll be like, A lot of guys would. I find that very interesting.
Things that make you go,
Right on. Hey, man, before we get out of here, we're going to get the NBA Finals coming up on Sunday. We found out that Pacers still had some gumption, some guts. At home, different teams, certainly at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. What's your spidey sense tell you about Game 7?
OKC.
The refs going to let SGA get away with murder again?
He, for the first time, in my opinion, had a subpar offensive game. I think he's going to be able to bounce back, give you more of the 30 to 35 he has been. I will say this. We busted his chops earlier. I need more than 12 points from Chet Holmgren. So he's going to have to step up.
That guy, that's a skinny boy in high top. Don't get me started on him. Did I bet Oklahoma City last night? What? Danny, why are you judging? Don't looking, watching, judging. Well, I did bet the Thunder last night. That's why I was so virulent in my hatred of Chet Holmgren when we talked this morning.
Well, in your defense, Mike, I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people that bet the Thunder, especially with everything going on with Halliburton and his calf injury.
Right.
But at the same time, and if you've been watching this series, everyone keeps saying this about the Pacers, and they proved it last night. They are a 40-minute team.
When they're in transition.
When
they're in transition, like last night, you can't stop it.
Right.
You know, and that's something that was missing at times. That's how they really beat the Knicks. Yeah. Real quick, by the way, Game 7, Sunday night, 7.5. The Thunder are a 7.5-point favorite. They couldn't cover, obviously, the 5.5 last night. Just real quick, an old friend of ours dropped by today. So just before we wrap up and get to Fricky, let's get the picks from Chewbacca the Wookiee. By the way, it was the anniversary of Jaws. 50th anniversary of Jaws just occurred today. And at the end of May, it was the 48th anniversary of Star Wars. Chewbacca, real quick, what's your gut tell you about this series? Where is it going? You think Halliburton will get his calf massaged by that sexy blonde girlfriend and he will be good to go? Transition is important for the Pacers, but will they get the calls? Will the Thunder get the calls at home? All right. He says no. Finally, what's your prediction? He says Thunder. There he is, Chewbacca the Wookiee, guys, breaking it down. He says Thunder covers the 7.5. And on that note, let's clear our throat. That's the kind of quality entertainment that used to be only available on AM radio. Hey, man, Chris, get the hell out of Dodge. Clear your throat.
All right, we saw it. They came, they saw, they conquered. The New York Mets go home with their tail between their legs. But don't look now. They got a 4-game set in Queens coming up after they face the Marlins this weekend. That will be a whole different deck of cards. But I will say this, taking all 3 games has afforded you a silver lining, a rigmarole, a one-time get-out-of-jail-free card.
Right.
If you trip up in this series, Braves need to take advantage of it and keep this train rolling.
Hey, man, you know me. The WNBA is kind of hard for me to watch at times, but Caitlin Clark has become a phenomenon. And subsequently, when you saw her teammates...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to her aid when she was getting roughed up the other night. It's apparently created a subculture, kind of a crossover, if you will, of guys who love women's wrestling, who are now infatuated with Sophie. What the hell's her name?
Cunningham.
You bet. Sophie Cunningham apparently picked up 500,000 followers on social media, two of which are Big Ray and my buddy The Dude, who are now apparently have this crazy addiction to the WNBA vis-a-vis Sophie Cunningham. No such thing as bad publicity, right? Getting teed up.
Listen, man, I'll take 500,000 followers. I'll go check somebody into the boards right now.
All right, you got to finish strong. It's Friday. Love the show.
Oh, you tell your friends.
If you don't,
your wife makes you watch Love Island.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.